This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on March 21st, 2017. I'm Seemarie Ainsborough. At the United Nations in New York, thousands of women and their supporters are meeting at the 61st session of the Commission of the Status of Women, the CSW. Many unionists are attending the conference. They have been discussing the theme of this year's conference of empowerment for women by arguing for the greater unionization of women workers. One of the global unions attending the conference is Education International. EI represents more than 32 million teachers and other education workers in 171 countries. It has prepared a report about the conference and the unionization of women workers.
This is Madeleine Kennedy McFoy, coordinator at Education International Secretariat in Brussels. And I'm here today with Diane Woloschuk, who's currently the chair of the EI Status of Women Committee. As we take our lead from the UN Commission on the Status of Women, this year the focus is on economic empowerment for women and girls. EI, together with the other global unions who are going to participate in CSW, are going to be sending a strong message that a woman's place is in her union if we're serious about securing economic justice. Can you say something about the benefits that women teachers can expect to enjoy when they join a trade union?
As I was thinking about it, it seemed to me that it fell into what I would call the three V's and the three P's. So I'll go through those. The three V's to me are voice, value, and visibility. As we know, unions are democratic, and because of that, women are able to give voice to their beliefs, their vision for how things should be, their concerns in the workplace. They're able to advocate for change, for improvements, and for transformation in their situation. And they're able to join their voices with other women and other workers throughout the union movement to push for that change. Higher salaries, worker protections, employment insurance, pensions, benefit plans, the whole nine yards. I think unions help us to value the work that women do and to make the issues and concerns related to their work visible, whereas often, when women are working in non-union contexts, their work and the importance of it and all of that can really be dismissed or be viewed as unimportant. And those kinds of attitudes are really harmful to women in the workplace. So a good example for me that's currently the focus of a lot of attention is unpaid or underpaid domestic work. You know, work that has simply been, let's just assume that's women's work, even though it's of great value to the economy. It's just been dismissed really as unimportant. And as we know, sexual harassment or abuse, unequal pay, precarious employment practices have all are being brought to light and then addressed through the work of unions, along with many other considerations, obviously. And then when we get to the three P's, I would say that's protection, power, and then progress. Protection comes about through that collective action of unions, that you're not acting or at least attempting to act on your own, that you're there with that group in collective action to achieve change. And also through that wonderful, powerful labor right, collective bargaining, securing improved workplace standards, economic well-being and social protection, such as improvements in salaries, benefits, and pensions, through collective bargaining. And I think it's really important to realize that the gains that unions make in worker rights and protections through union advocacy benefits the entire economy and society, because it influences workplace standards, salary and benefit levels more broadly, and it also helps to bring about a broader social discourse around social justice and what is in the public good. So unions advocate and act with that strength to advance human rights throughout society. And I think this is how we can truly say that unions are able to accelerate the economic empowerment of women. And that's why a woman's place is in her union.
The UN's Commission on the Status of Women Conference continues until March 24th. I'm Seemarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.